first learned about tolerance intervals, I thought they were just another variant of confidence intervals, which to some extent is true, and the math is very similar. But instead of saying a confidence interval, say, about a mean value, is what's the probability that the mean value is within this bound? And so is my sample estimating a parameter, and the parameter is nearby here with some degree of certainty. That would be a confidence interval. A tolerance interval, on the other hand, is looking at where's the next point going to be, or where are the future points going to be. So it's really dealing with the individual data points, not with the mean value itself, for example. So instead of dealing with the dividing by square root of n, which gives us a standard error and a much smaller range of variability, it's going to be dealing with the individual's units. So our spread of the data and the width of the tolerance interval will likely be much bigger than what we're used to with confidence intervals. So let's get into some of the details. So there's confidence bounds, confidence intervals, which to me, in many regards, are synonymous, though not always. And you can set those at different and they're usually talking about statistics as an estimate of a parameter. Whereas, as I explained in the opening, tolerance intervals are dealing with where's the next data point likely to fall, where's the future individual points likely to go. And so it's looking at the base data distribution directly, and where's the peaks and valleys, so to speak, of where the future individual points will be falling. So they're not the same. And it's the limits that we're going to state is where some proportion of our population, whether an individual point or a group of points, is likely to fall with some confidence. So we have two elements to these equations. One is what's the proportion that we're talking about, or segment we're talking about, and at what confidence level. So given our data, with 90% confidence, where's the next 10% of our products going to land on our time to failure distribution, for example? Oftentimes we deal with two-sided, but we also deal with the lower side or the low end, especially with reliability. But the two-sided tolerance interval looks a whole lot like a confidence interval, or tolerance interval looks a whole lot like a confidence interval. But it has this factor K instead of the Z factor that we saw with a normal distribution confidence interval. And K is a factor or a parameter or a value that's based on the number of samples we have, creating the sample multiplied times our standard deviation. But it comes from a variety of different tables and functions depending on what distribution we're dealing with. Oftentimes we deal with normal distribution, and K is well documented in our references. And we'll work some examples, and if I can find a good source, I'll create a table that we can add to this course. But you can see the structure is nearly identical, and I did see a typo here. Let me get my pen, because this isn't the upper limit, it's the upper or the lower limit. It's either one, but you get the idea. So looking at just the lower limit, it's a negative sign, but again, it has this K factor. And it's one is K1 and the other one's K2, because it's like in the one-sided and two-sided confidence intervals, is I split the confidence in those things for a two-sided, and the same concept applies here. And so we'll take a look at the upper side, which is really the same. So as an add-on to this section, we'll work a couple of examples of problems that are in this realm of sorting out a tolerance interval for your data. Now, when would you want to use a tolerance interval instead of a confidence interval? Well, one of them is if you're tracking your field data and your boss says, well, how many failures should we expect next week or next month or next quarter? And so you've got a sequence of data and maybe a Weibull distribution, Now, you certainly could put a confidence interval on that Weibull data to say where the mean value is. But what you're really looking for is how many units are going to actually come back into the door, what not just on average, but how many individual units. And so if you want to know the individuals, then that's a tolerance. If you want to know what to expect on average, then that's a confidence. So as we wrap up this module, once again, I'll give you a reminder to work the examples, work some of the problems, get comfortable with your references and resources, avoid using Google and Excel to do the math problems, and look up samples, but practice using the resources that you're going to have available when you actually take the exam. In the next module, we'll get into reliability testing, which is where I started in reliability engineering. And it's one I still love the most because you get to go break stuff.